8.11 Writing.
The Princess and the Frog. One warm summer's evening, a beautiful young princess, feeling bored and lonely in the grand rooms of the palace, decided to take a walk in the nearby wood. With her, she took her favourite plaything, a golden ball, which she loved to toss up in the air and catch. After a while, she happened upon a shady pool of spring water. So she sat herself down to enjoy the cool and started idly throwing her golden ball high in the air, watching it glint in the evening sunlight. She reached out to catch it, but, dazzled by the brightness of the sun, she missed it and it splashed down into the centre of the pond. Distraught, the princess leapt to her feet and, looking down into the black depths of the water, she began to weep.
Alas!
She lamented.
If I could only get my ball again, I'd give all my fine clothes and jewels and everything that I have in the world.
No sooner had she finished speaking when a frog's head popped up out of the water and he inquired,
Princess, why are you weeping so bitterly?
Ugh!
She thought.
A disgusting, slimy frog.
But she sniffed and cried,
My golden ball is lost forever in the deep, dark water.
The frog said,
I don't want any of your finery, but if you will love me and let me live with you and eat from your golden plate and sleep on your bed, I will retrieve your ball.
What ridiculous nonsense this silly frog is talking,
thought the princess.
He'll never be able to leave the pond to visit me. However, he may be able to get my ball.
So she said to the frog,
If you bring me my ball, I'll do all you ask.
The frog dived deep into the water, and after a little while he emerged carrying the ball in his mouth and threw it onto the edge of the pond. The princess was overjoyed. She ran to pick up the ball, and without any sign of gratitude or a backward glance at the frog, ran home as fast as she could. The frog called vainly after her.
Stay, princess! What about your promise?
But she ignored his plea. However, next day, just as the princess was sitting down to dinner, there was a strange noise outside. Something was coming up the marble staircase. Then came a gentle knock at the door, and a croaky voice cried out,
Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade.
The princess ran to the door and opened it. And there stood the frog. She had forgotten all about him, and now the sight of him frightened her. She slammed the door in his face and hurried back to her seat. The king, alarmed at his daughter's distress, asked her what was the matter.
There is a disgusting, slimy frog at the door,
she said.
He helped me get my ball back when it fell into the pond, and I promised he could live with me here, but...
The frog knocked again and called out again.
Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here. And mind the words that thou and I said by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade.
The king was an honourable man, and he admonished his daughter.
If you have given your word, even to a frog, you must keep it. You must invite the frog in.
Very reluctantly she obeyed her father, and the frog hopped into the room next to the table where the princess sat.
Lift me onto the chair and let me sit next to you,
he commanded the princess. As soon as she had done this, the frog said,
Put your plate next to me so I may eat out of it.
This she did. And when he had eaten as much as he could, he said,
Now I'm weary. Take me upstairs and put me onto your bed."
And most unwillingly, the princess picked him up and carried him up to her room. She laid him on her pillow, where he slept soundly all night long. Then, as dawn broke, he jumped up, hopped down the stairs and out of the house. The princess sighed with relief.
"Oh, at last he's gone. I'll be troubled no more."
But she was mistaken. For when night came again, she heard the same tapping at the door, and she heard the familiar croaky voice.
"Open the door, my princess dear. Open the door to thy true love here, and mind the words that thou and I said, by the fountain cool, in the greenwood shade."
The princess opened the door and the frog came in, slept on her pillow as before till the morning broke. This pattern continued for 3 nights, and the lonely princess became used to his company and spoke more kindly to him. On the 3rd morning, the frog thanked her for her friendship and announced that he would be leaving her for good. He asked if she would kiss him goodbye. Still a little reluctant, she closed her eyes tightly and bent to kiss his slimy lips. To her absolute amazement, when she opened her eyes again, she found herself gazing into the loving eyes of the most handsome prince. He told her his sad tale. A wicked fairy had turned him into a frog and cast him into the pond. Only the kindness of a princess for 3 days and nights could save him.
"You,"
said the prince,
"have broken the fairy's cruel spell, and now I have nothing to wish for but that you should go with me to my father's kingdom, where we will marry and love each other as long as we both live."
The young princess was overjoyed. Hand in hand they went together to see her father, who rejoiced at his daughter's happiness. She took her leave of him sadly but full of excitement, and set out for the prince's kingdom, where they married and lived happily ever after.